you know, as usual, I prepare according to whatever the Lord lays on my heart all week long, and try to line some things out and see what's going to happen. But, you know, life, we don't understand everything about life. Unexpected things happen. Different things happen in our lives that doesn't catch God off guard, but maybe it catches us off guard. Amen? But we got a God that's involved in every area of our life. And so, in praying, I don't know. I've got some scriptures we're going to go and just see how this goes. I think the Lord wants to encourage us no matter where you're at this morning. You know, in my spirit, I heard, you know, God said, some of my people, they need comfort. Some of my people need correction. But see, God can take the same word and bring comfort to one and bring correction to another. That's the power of our God. He said, some needs edification, some needs education. And finally, he said, some needs to touch me and be touched, but others needs to taste me and see how good I am. So, we'll just go with that. And I did also hear in the Spirit, he said that, like that next to the last song that Brother Corey led us in worship, you know, it's according to our faith, what we believe. Right. You know, this is kind of crude, but I'm just going to put this out there just to understand, you know, being this winter, you know, I like chili, don't you, in the winter? Yeah. You know, but what I call good chili, you might not call good chili, because we all have different likes, dislikes, we have different opinions. And so we need to be able to hear what God would have to say to us, not according to what we like or don't like, but according to what His Spirit wants to minister to our heart. Amen? So let's open up our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 7. John, chapter 7. Very familiar verses of Scripture. Chapter 7, verse 37. If you would allow me to, I'd like to read the rest of this chapter. It's a long opening, but the Spirit of God wants these verses read. John chapter 7, verse 37, if you're there, say amen. Amen. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. Now, notice, many of the people, that's one set of people. Verse number 41, others said, that's number two, others said, this is the Christ. And then here's a third type of people. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Verse 42, hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh out of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? Verse 43. So there was a division among the people. There's your fourth group of people. There was a division among the people because of him, because of Jesus. Verse 44 is your fifth type. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Verse 45. Then came the officers, your sixth type of people. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Nobody ever talked like Jesus talked. Amen? Verse 47, then answered the Pharisees, the seventh type. This is the legalistic law people. Are you also deceived? Verse 48, have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this man who knoweth not the law are cursed. Now notice what the Pharisees said. Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed on him? Now don't you love how the Holy Ghost works? Verse 50, Nicodemus. God said, yeah, I can touch anybody anywhere. No matter what they're under, no matter what they've been through, I can reach their heart. Amen? Yes. Nicodemus, one of their own, saith unto them, here's your eighth type, he saith unto Jesus, by night, being one of them, doeth our law judge any man before he hear him and knoweth what he doeth? Verse 52. They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. What about Jonah? What about Jonah? Verse 53. And every man went unto his own house. Now remember that. And every person went unto their own house. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our hearts, souls, and lives, Lord. Thank you for this word that comes straight out of heaven into our lives, Lord. Let us be still in our hearts, Lord, and open in our minds, Lord.
Yes.
Receive the true word of God, Lord. Let us forever change our hearts, souls, and lives, and our direction in life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you for honoring the word. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want you to be in a place and a position where no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you're dealing with this morning, the Lord wants you to hear from Him. He wants you to hear by the Spirit, and He wants you to be built up, and He wants you to be encouraged. Amen? And so what we've got to decide is how I'm going to hear the Lord. Am I going to hear Him from my past experiences? Am I going to hear Him from what I've understood in the past? Or am I going to be changed from glory to glory? Am I going to hear Him anew? Am I going to allow the Spirit of God to quicken me to be changed by what the Word is? Because, see, the Word never changes, but you and I are always changed by the Word. We're always in different levels, and we're being moved. And so here we have eight different type of people that are hearing and talking about the very same thing, but all of them are hearing and getting different results from this Jesus. So this morning, I don't know where you're at for sure. I know some situations and circumstances, but I do know this. I know that no matter where I'm at, no matter where you're at, our God can reach down to the center of our situation, and He can take what's wrong and He can make it right. We have that promise. We have that confidence. And so this morning, I want you to see that we've got to become like Nicodemus. Nicodemus, the eighth one, the number eight in Bible numerics, it means what? It means new beginning, a new creature. See, when you get born again, you become a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. You get a brand new spirit. And so Nicodemus, we know from John chapter 3 that he come to Jesus by the night and he knew the law very well. Remember what Jesus told him. He said, Nicodemus, are you a teacher of the law and you don't understand these things? But when Jesus touched his heart, all of a sudden, things started happening. Yeah. Things started changing in his life. And so what does Nicodemus mean? Remember, we talk about the word Nike and Nikeo and Nikos and all of those things. It means triumph. It means victory. It means conquest. Those are different part of the prime word. And so his name, Nicodemus, he is the conquest of the people. Remember, Paul had a Demas in his life. And Demas, he went back into the world. He followed the world instead of Paul. So you and I, we've got to have the victory of Jesus, that Nike victory, that ability to be able to hear what Jesus says with a fresh, open heart. If we can hear what Jesus says, we're going to walk above this world. We're going to walk above sin. We're going to allow Jesus to put the devil, according to His word, underneath our feet and His feet, because we are His body. Amen? We're going to walk in and above these things. And so this morning, I want you to see that we've got to hear afresh. We've got to hear and be in that place, in that position. Nicodemus was so changed by the message of Jesus that you can go to John 19, about verses 39 and 40, and him Joseph of Arimathea, they go and they ask for Jesus' body. Yep. And then Nicodemus embalms Jesus at a great expense. Why? Because he believed in the one who gave him a word. Amen? This morning, you and I, we got to see that God paid a great price for you. And you and I, we need to take Him at His word. And we need to let that word, we're saved by grace, but that word, saving grace, saving faith will always become an action. Amen. It'll always move us into something. So this morning, don't let what's happening in your life paralyze you. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it keep you down. You come up from where you're at and hear what God says, and some things will happen. Amen? Amen. Okay, so let's look here. Notice what he said in verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man, any person thirst, let him or her, let them come unto me and drink. So on this last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, this eighth day, the number of new beginnings, right? New creation. So on this eighth day, Jesus has a new message. He has a message that he's portraying what's going to happen after his crucifixion and his burial and his resurrection, that to the church is coming the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to come to the church, and that Holy Spirit is not going to be where you have to go to. He is going to abide. He's going to live inside of you. Say, he's talking about me this morning. He's going to live in your belly, in your spirit. And he's going to, as you thirst for more of him, he's going to change the way you hear and see things. I was trying to go to sleep last night, and the anointing come on me. I had to get up and I had to pray, and the things that the Spirit of God had me to pray about for you and I at this moment in time was that you and I would see things like we've never saw them before. That there would be an understanding of the Word of God like we'd never had before. That we would recognize where we're at, and we would see where God wanted us to go. And those things that might have a pull and a hold on us by the Spirit of God, they're not going to have that any longer. Amen? We're going to be made free because that truth is going to be operating in our life. All of a sudden, when I got up this morning and I sit down in my chair to open up my Bible and to pray again, I started seeing some things. Maybe at a later date I can share with you. But I saw some things that I never saw before. And I saw the reality of how the devil was keeping me in a mold and holding me back. And God doesn't want you and I to be held back in any way. Whether we've got hurt this morning, whether we've got concern, whether we've got anxiety, whatever those things are, all of those things are a name that's under the name that saved you, that blood bought you, that blood washed you. Amen? All right. So he said, all I have to do is come. And he said, if I will believe, in verse 38, if I will believe on Jesus, as the Scripture has saith, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I've got to get up every day and I've got to just praise God and say, thank you, Lord. Right now, out of my belly, there's truth flowing. There's understanding flowing. There's revelation flowing. I'm not bound in any way. I'm not confused in any way. I'm not limited in any way. I have the Holy Spirit to lead me and to guide me, to direct me. I have the Holy Spirit to show me the secret things of God. I have the Holy Spirit to cause me, enable me, empower me to walk on top of the plan of the enemy and to have the comfort of God that not only comforts me, that comforts everyone around me. Amen. That's the God that lives in you. That's the God that lives in me. This is the eighth day, the new day, the day of new beginnings. Amen. And we want the Nicodemus experience. We want to hear what God says. But we got to stop and make sure that we ain't doing some things on our own. Go with me to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 2. Look at verse number 13. I admonish you. See, we got just a small amount of time that we can hit some high points. And if you just hit the high points and hear what's said in here, you'll miss out on so much. I admonish you, please, in your home study time, you go back and you read the verses before and after what we hit, because God's got more to say to you than what I have time to say. Amen? But in this chapter, there's so much truth as we can look at the old types and shadows of the children of Israel and how it applies to the church and this dispensation of grace and all of these things. But look what he said in verse 13, Jeremiah 2:13. God's talking to Israel here, but we can see the shadow. For my people have committed two evils. Now, God didn't say two mistakes. He said two evils. Two bad things. He said, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. So this morning, you and I, we've got to come back and we've got to say, I want to be comforted, but I want to be corrected. Right. I want to be exhorted, but first I got to be educated. Right. I want to be touched by God, but I got to taste Him first and see how good He is. Amen? I've got to get to this place in this position, and I've got to say, Lord, is there any place where I have forsaken the living water? See, it happens so subtly. It happens so easily. The Spirit of God will quicken us about something, or bring something over the forefront of our mind, our very heart, and all of a sudden then we'll gauge that by our own understanding. We'll gauge that by whether we like it or not. And if we're not careful, then we'll put that source aside and we'll come back to our own source. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. See, any time that the Spirit of God talks to you and talks to me, and He brings a word of encouragement, but maybe He brings a word of direction and correction, and we don't take heed to it, we shut off that vein and we open up our own vein. And we say, no, God, I'm all right. I'm going to empty out this place in my life, and I'm going to fill it up with what I want, the way I want, and the amount I want, and I'll be okay. Now, you realize you can have a relationship with God, and you can go to church, and you can have a prayer life, and you can have all of these things, and all of those areas of your life and my life can be blessed abundantly. But then this area over here where I've got my own cistern, what happens to water in the summertime? You leave out in a 5-gallon bucket and it just sits there and sits there and sits. God's the living water. He's flowing. He's moving. He's alive. That old dead water will not do anything but be detrimental to us. Amen? But God wants us to come back and He wants us to examine. See, not only are we trying to fill up with the stagnated water, but He said even the things that we're building, they're broken. Why? Because the things that I build according to the flesh was broken in the garden when Adam fell. And only God can make things brand new. Amen? So this morning I've got to come back and I've got to say, Lord, I'm willing to repent. I'm willing to hear what You say, and I want that vein. I want that to flow in me and through me, and I want to partake and I want to abundantly drink of what You say, and I want to put what You say to action in my life. Amen? I want to have that Nicodemus kind of hearing. I don't want to be where I'm in division, where I'm arguing about this and arguing about that. I want to know that I know that I know. Hey, don't you love it that sometimes you just know something by the Spirit? You just know it. You can't explain it to somebody else. They'll look at you and they don't get it because they haven't had the encounter that you had. That doesn't mean that they're less or you're greater. It just means they haven't been where you've been in your situation of life with Jesus. Amen? And so you hold on to that and keep drinking of that. And then when the time comes, you can pour that out into the person's life. Amen? They'll be ready to hear it. Let's go back to the New Testament. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's see something here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not have that you be ignorant, or you simply not to know. Let's don't get offended. That you would not know how that all, how many? All our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And all, verse 2, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. Now notice verse number 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock. Notice it's capitalized. It's Jesus. They drank of that same spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was... Hallelujah. So, everything that happened in the Old Testament, a type and a shadow for what you and I can have in the fullness by the grace of God in the New Testament. Now, I want you to think about the power of your God. Your God is so mighty. He's the El Shaddai. He's the God Almighty. There is no need, there is no hurt, there is no situation that you can encounter that God Almighty cannot reach down and minister to you. Come on, He knows all about it. He knows every tear that hit the pillow last night. He knows every word that was muttered across your tongue that nobody else could even hear. Because He's closer than a heartbeat. And He wants to help you. Now, if he took care of them under the law in the old covenant, how much more is he going to take care of you under grace in the new covenant? Amen? You've got a new covenant established on better promises. Amen? That promise is Jesus Christ. It's not about your works, though your faith will produce works. It's about the grace that's working in your life. Let God's grace do what only it can do. Bring healing. That's what we were singing about. He is my... Come on, He is spirit, soul, and body. He's your healer. Whatever you need, He is here for you. Now notice what it says in verse number 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, you and I, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're going to meet the devil. We're going to meet circumstances where we have an opportunity to question God's goodness. To ask all sorts of questions. God didn't care for us talking to Him about questions, but let's don't minister questions among people who we can hurt and trip up.
Amen.
Be cautious. Amen? So God was not well pleased. So that means that God can be and is pleased with us when we look at the warning, we learn from the mistake, and we build on the positive. Amen? So let's go and let's look. Let's go to the book of Exodus and let's see this spiritual rock, and let's look at the type and the shadow, and let's see how you and I can have a Nicodemus type hearing in the New Testament, for it'll change everything about our lives. In Exodus chapter 16, you have the children of Israel going through so many things, and that takes us to... They get to partake of that bread, that manna, but in the 17th chapter, then comes the living water. So the manna is the bread of life. That's Jesus, and we partake of that at salvation. But we need the living water that is flowing that makes salvation understandable and livable and givable every day. So in Exodus chapter 17. Look at verse number 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel, they journeyed in the wilderness. Now remember, God was not well pleased with some of them in the... Even though they were all baptized, even though they were all under the cloud, even though they all drank of that rock. So I need to know if God wasn't well pleased with them. There might be some area in my life I need to hear from Him this morning to make a correction, to make a change. Come on, that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of humility and power. When you and I hear what God would say and allow Him to touch our lives. Amen? They were in the wilderness of sin. This is an Egyptian desert location. After their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and they pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people there to drink. All right, so I want us to see. What is this a type and a shadow of? This is a type and a shadow when you and I, when we... come out of Egypt, when we start following the Lord and we start walking with Him, you know, you and I, we have to come to where God is our complete and total source. But when God is your complete and total source, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. What is it matters is on the inside. What matters is that you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and your shepherd. And Jesus said, when He was your shepherd, you shall not... Come on now, say, He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. So here's this group of people. They have an opportunity now to say, well, simply, I believe God. Yeah. This morning, you need to tell God you believe Him. I know you're in some situations where they're hurting, and it's very discouraging and all of those things, but just tell God, I believe you. Yeah. I believe you love me. I believe you're going to take care of me. I believe all is going to be well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like.
Yes.
There was no water for the people to drink. Verse 2. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst. See, the devil knows that if he can stop us before we come to the believing point that Jesus was talking about in John 7:38, he knows that he can't stop us from coming to Jesus because the Spirit draws us. So he can't stop that. So he's got to stop us from believing. But Jesus said, if I would simply thirst and believe him, if I would believe him, he would what? He would meet that need. He would come into that dry area of my life, that desert area, that area that had been swallowed up in the wilderness. He would meet me there. Amen? Now notice, verse 4, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. Now, I understand, you know, Old Testament, and Moses has been put in this place by the Lord and all of these things, but they should have been talking to God. When it boils down to how you hear, how I hear, remember, it's like Nicodemus. You've got to make up your mind, I'm going to hear Jesus for myself. Amen? I'm going to hear what he says. I'm going to receive from him. You don't have to receive from your spouse. You don't have to receive from your children or your parents, your grandparents, from your pastor, from Sunday school. Thank God for all of those things that's in our lives. But you receive because you have a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
His Spirit abides in you. And Jesus said, when I go away, I send another comforter. In other words, Jesus said, I'm sending somebody just like me. And he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will bring remembrance to you everything I've ever said.
Amen.
That's better than having to hold a Bible. Thank God for this Bible. Don't get me wrong. I love my Bible. And I like my phone app and all those things. But guess what? Sometimes I can't find the Scripture. But the Holy Ghost is alive in here. He's alive in you. He's always talking, and he will tell us the word that we need from the moment that we're thirsty. Right. We come and we drink. Amen? All right. Now notice this. Verse number 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod. And thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thy hand and go. Now, can we look at this just a little bit different? In this situation here this morning, what could we say this rod was a type of? I understand the power of God, the presence of God, the Word of God. I understand all of those things. But could we see it this morning in the context that we're fixing to read? It's a type of the cross. Because the rock is fixing to be broken for you, for me. Now, don't get mad at me. Listen by the Spirit of God. Could it be this morning that you're going through a dry season? Could it be that you're going through a struggle this morning because you don't have your rod?
Amen.
Jesus said, if any man follow me, take up whose cross? And him. Come on, that's faith that's what? That's active, that's working, right? Verse 6. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock. Where's God? Come on, we got God the Father. We got the rock. God the Son. Water's fixing to flow. We got what? We got the Trinity in the Old Testament. Who wants to lay the Old Testament down? Pick it up. Read it. In it is words of life. In it is truth that will change you forever. Thank God for the new. Thank God for the old. But it's one book. It's for you and I today. Amen? Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock, Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock. And there shall, come on, the strongest assertion that you can have in the English language. There shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders in Israel. Come on. Jesus has done went to the cross. The rock's been broken. Water's flowing. Water is flowing for you and I. It's readily available. All I have to do is believe Him. I have to recognize that I'm thirsty, and I have to change my source.
Amen.
Come on, the devil's got water too.
Yes.
And it'll satisfy for a season.
Right.
But when that season's over, oh my. That's right. There's no consequence in the Word of God, but peace and victory and deliverance, all the promises are of our God. Amen? All right. Verse 7. And he called the name of the place Massa, testing, and Meribah, provocation, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" See, Jesus said that when you come to me and I come to you, he said, I will never, 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 never. So whether I feel like it or not, God's there. Whether you feel like it or not, God is there. So I've got to be like Nicodemus. I've got to hear with a newness. I've got to walk in the newness of life, that I won't fulfill the old man and the old ways, the old things of life. I've got to let this word have preeminence in my life, with the word being Jesus. Amen. And so notice here, it says immediately, verse number 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Now, Amalek means the licking of the dust. Who was destined to crawl on his belly all the days of his life in the dust? All right, so God gave them Jesus. He gave them himself. He gave them Jesus. He gave him the water, the well of salvation, but also the rivers of living water. God gave that, and immediately the devil came. And he come to Rephidim. Now, Rephidim, fully translated, instead of only transliterated, means resting place. See, in your rest, the devil can't stand it. Because, see, when you're resting in God, there's peace, there's victory, there's hope, there's confidence. And he doesn't want you to have any of that. He doesn't want me to have any of that. So when you're in that place, he's going to come against you. So the more that you drink, you've got to get stronger. I've got to get stronger, because the devil is going to increase his attack.
Yeah.
He's going to come, and every multifold attack, every direction possible and feasible that he's dreamed up in all the eons of time since his fall in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, he's going to come against you. But you've got inside of you the truth.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible says, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he says, be being filled, Ephesians chapter 5, with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God. Don't be drunk with wine, which is in excess. In other words, don't be influenced on the outside. In other words, what you're taking in, your trouble, your heartache, your battle, don't let that influence you. Let what's on the inside of you influence you. Amen? All right. So we know what happened. As long as Moses held up the rod, right? And Aaron and Hur, they come and they held up his arms. And as long as his arms was held up, as long as the rod, the cross was held up, they won. As long as you hold on to your cross that is in the cross of Jesus Christ, you're going to win. What does it say? It says in verse number 13, and Joshua, which is Yeshua, a type of Jesus, one of the names of Jesus, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. You hold up Jesus. Jesus is the Word. That's the sword. So you have the ability to hear, thus saith the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Speak what God says and cut the devil out of your situation. Amen? All right. So, let's go, in closing, let's go to the Gospel of Mark. Now remember, what was the last verse we read in John chapter 7? After Nicodemus, the one who had the new beginning hearing, he said, the Spirit of God penned in that last verse that everyone went to their own house. So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, I liken a wise man who builds his house. his life upon the rock. The word, right?
Yeah.
On that rock. He said, I will liken him as a wise man if he does that. It has the foundation of Jesus. So I want you to hold that in your heart and in your mind, and let's see what happens when we take Jesus to our house. Because this morning you need to hear some things where you can have Jesus to do what Brother Corey was leading us in worship in. You need to let him be your healer. I need to let him be my healer. I need some deliverance. I need some victory. I need some power in my life. And so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Not what I've heard, but what I'm hearing right now. Amen? All right. Mark chapter 1, look at verse 28. And immediately his fame, the fame of Jesus, spread abroad throughout all the region about Galilee. Verse 29. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. So Jesus is going into the house. He's going into the house of Simon. Simon fully translated, instead of only transliterated, means what? Means hearing. So Nicodemus, he heard, right? He had a number 8, a new beginning. And so when you hear, Jesus will follow you, and you'll hear some things you never heard before. Verse number 30. But Simon's wife, his mother-in-law, lay sick of a fever. And anon, or immediately, they tell him of her. In other words, Jesus comes into the house, and instantaneously, when Jesus is there, they recognize that there's an answer to their need. So this morning, you're here. You're in the so-called, quote-unquote, house of God, but in reality, you're just in a building because you're the house of God. And so Jesus is with you. He's there. So instantaneously, this morning, whatever you brought with you in your struggle, in your battle, that's not yours, because it's the Lord's, you're going to be able to hear some things. And you're going to know that God wants to meet you where you're at, and He wants to help you. Verse 31. And Jesus came, and He took her by the hand, and He lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Now in Luke chapter 4, I believe it is, or anyway, in the Gospel of Luke, the parallel Gospel to this, you can see that Jesus rebuked the fever. He spoke to the fever. So this morning, you've got to be in the place, I've got to be in the place where I recognize that I am the hearing, I'm a hearing house. I'm like Nicodemus. I'm a new creature, a new creation, and I can hear, thus saith the Lord. And so I'm going to hear what God is saying to me this morning by the Spirit. I'm going to partake because I'm thirsty for the things of God. I'm going to drink that living water, and then I'm going to let God use my mouthpiece, and I'm going to speak against whatever's coming against me. This here is not just a fever. This is a spirit. And Jesus spoke against this spirit, and what happened? Immediately she rises up, and she ministers to them. See, the devil's coming against you because he don't want you to minister to and for somebody else. But you're going to be able to do it because you're going to hear God. You're going to speak what God says. You're going to find victory and freedom in your own life that's always been there. And then you're going to minister that same freedom out of reality. Not out of somebody's imagination, not out of somebody else's book, but out of your heart, and give it to somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now notice this in closing. Verse 32. Now this is still in the hearing person's house. And an evening when the sun did set. Don't you know? Can't you feel it in your heart? The sun is setting on this dispensation of time. Jesus said, night cometh when no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can work. So he said, work while you got the chance, right? We've got to do some things. Well, we've got an opportunity. And at evening when the sun did set, they brought unto him. Incidentally, this means more than what I've got time to get into, but you study why it's a new day. Okay? And the way that they reckon days and nights, not like you and I. This is sunset, so this is the next day. And I don't have time to get into that. But and at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him, unto Jesus, all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Notice this, verse 33. And all the city was gathered together at the door of the hearing person's house. There are going to be people coming like never before when they know that somebody's hearing from God. They're going to be coming to you because they know that the Spirit of God is inside of you because you're drinking of the living water. You're protected. You have the rod of God. You have your own cross in the cross of Christ. Amen? They know they've looked in the world for the answers. There were no answers. Now they're looking to the Christ that is in you, that is in the church. Amen? And you're going to have what they need because you have the one that they're looking for. Amen? Verse 34. And he healed, therapeuo, he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and he cast out, he expelled many devils, many evil spirits, and he suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Come on, nothing's changed. God hasn't changed. What needed to be done in the time and the ministry of Jesus and the founding of the church in the book of Acts is still in need this morning. And so God is going to be able to meet the needs of people because He's getting His church ready. He's getting us in a place and a position where we're hearing what God is saying. We're taking Him at His word and we're willing to do what needs to be done. Amen? Come on, I'm thirsty, aren't you? I'm thirsty for the things of God. I want to drink. I want to drink and I want to be full of the will and the plan of God. And if I'm full of the will and the plan of God, I'm going to be full of the power of God. And come on now, you have the power. Jesus said you did. He said all power in heaven and earth had been given to Him. He said, now I want you to go. No, He doesn't send you unless He gives you the power to do it. Amen? Let's hear. Let's hear this morning. Let's drink. Let's drink afresh. Let's let God do what only He can do in our life. He has the answer. I don't have time, but go to the door in Mark chapter 2 and be sure and study that. God's wanting to raise some people up who've never walked in the Spirit before. He's ready to raise some people who've never walked in the things of God before. And if we'll bring them to Him by faith, He will raise them up. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love You, we worship You, we honor You, we magnify Your name. We thank You for Your presence. Your presence is so real here this morning. We thank You for the anointing to be able to hear and the anointing to be able to have yokes destroyed off our life that will never be able to be put back by the enemy. I ask that You would touch each one of us in our situation, in our circumstance, and help us to come unto You and drink like we've never drank before. Help us to believe You. Because if we can believe You, You said to the man, woman, boy, or girl that believes, all things are possible. Let the things that are possible by belief in an almighty God, let them be ministered in people's lives this morning. Touch and draw, Father. Help us to yield and humble ourselves under Your hand, that You may exalt us in due season. Let it be in Jesus' name. This morning, if you're here and you have need, would you come and make yourself an altar? If not, make yourself an altar at your chair. I'd love to pray with you. I'll put the mask up. But we need to pray for each other. We need to be in the place and the place of power. The place of power is the place of the altar that is at the foot of the cross. Amen? So whatever your need is this morning, don't leave here without hearing and then saying what you've heard. Speak out of your own mouth what the Spirit of God speaks in your life, and you're going to see some things created, some things changed for the glory of God.